Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
The overture to Full Monty, which is Alice's favourite, isn't it?
One of my favourite shows, yeah, absolutely.
Welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And still no Julia. Unfortunately, we can't technically get to New Zealand. We'll get around the corner, but not New Zealand. But she will be back with us soon because she's coming back to the UK end of January.
Indeed. So she will be back in the studio very soon.
And the special thing about today is it's our birthday.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. 2 years we've had this programme going.
Fantastic.
God, I mean, I've got to say, you've aged well, but God, stay to me.
Who writes the words and music for all the girly shows? No one cares and no one knows. Hero, some villain always frames, but who cares if there's a plot or not when they've got a lot of days? What do you go for? Go see a show for, tell the truth, you go to see those beautiful days. Bouquets that grow for all the cute and cunning, young and beautiful dames. Dames are temporary flames to you, dames. You don't recall their names, do you? But their caresses and home addresses linger in your memory of those beautiful, in your memory. In your memory, all those beautiful. What do you go for? Go see a show for. Tell the truth, you go to see those beautiful things. You spend your love for who pays to grow for all those cute and cunning, young and beautiful days.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, indeed, it's time for our Lyrical Challenge. We do this every week. If you've just tuned in, we give you the lyrics of a show. Go on, Mr. Woodgate.
Right, here are the lyrics from a song. I think this one's pretty easy this week.
Well, like last week's one.
Like last week's, hey. Yeah, absolutely.
You're being kind to me that Julia's not here.
Well, there we go. So here you go. Which song is this from? Come blow your horn. Start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting.
Ooh, yes. Yes, one more time, I think I've got that one.
Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting.
So if I email to musicals@btinternet.com, I'll be a winner, couldn't I?
You will, yes.
If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. Still to come, we're going to be talking some fun facts about Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat. But we also have Ask the Experts.
Okay, kid, let's hear your song.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really
in touch. Visit our website greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
I would like a cake of Castile soap and a powder puff shampoo. Is there a sale on? Let me have a hairnet bubble bath. How much do you charge for your Mona Lisa?
Mr. Novak, are you leaving?
Should be good news for you, Miss Bolish. Very good news. I won't be arguing with you anymore. I've just quit my job.
Why?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't have much choice.
I don't know what to say.
Then don't say anything. Especially now that you're sorry, let's not end our relationship on that false note. Goodbye, Miss Bolish.
Mr. Novak, may the condemned woman have one last word. I never wished you harm, ever. You've got to believe that.
I believe you, Miss Bolish, and may I say I sincerely hope you marry a very nice man and have many children. And for the sake of my successor in this job, I hope it's soon.
A tube of your cold cream. Do you have a lotion good for soothing sensitive skin?
No, my George.
How much do you charge for your phone? Can you recommend an unusual
sorry to see you go.
Something rather chic, but
if I can ever help,
that will make me
glad. Let me know
the kind that I'm after. Do you have a lipstick guaranteed kiss proof coconut oil?
No,
what kind of this
bag?
Let me have a jar.
I wish there were time for a proper farewell. But for now, good luck and goodbye, George. So long, so long. Please keep in touch. Do keep in touch. Won't you?
I think that probably goes into another song at the end of that, doesn't it? Yes. So that was Goodbye George from She Loves Me. And before that, we heard from Beautiful, the Carole King musical, It Might As Well Rain Until September.
Now, we're talking producers a little bit later on, because you've got your producer's hat back on again.
I have indeed, yes.
So you've done the last one, because it's normally... But this is an additional one this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we're putting an extra show in, yes. So we would normally do May and November, and we're squeezing another one in at the end of February.
Oh, so what show are you doing?
Everybody's talking about Jamie.
Hey, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. There's still to come, it's Ask the Experts. Stazos from Joseph, and before that, Here's Love and The Man Over There. Do you want some interesting facts about Joseph?
Yes, do. Okay,
here we go. Joseph's coat spans an amazing 12 metres, weighs an astonishing 20 kilograms, and cost a jaw-dropping, what do you reckon?
£7,000.
£10,000.
Wow.
And since 1979, there has been 15,000 performances of the production of Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Mm-hmm.
And one more, the production uses state-of-the-art lighting, incorporating over 300 different lanterns, all connected by 3 miles of cable.
Wow, 3 miles of cable. Goodness.
I mean, how much cable do you think you use in one of your productions?
I haven't got the foggiest. No idea.
Well, we don't think about those, do we? Okay. You know, we just sort of jump around the stage. Don't think about what goes on behind the scenes. Anyway, we're going to be talking Joseph a little bit later on, but there were some fun facts about Joseph. Next, we're asking the experts.
How do you become the person you've forgotten you ever were?
Take a deep breath. Close your eyes and imagine another time, another world. You were born in a palace by the sea.
A palace by the sea.
Could it be?
Yes, it's so. You rode horseback when you were only three.
Horseback riding, me.
Horse's name, Romeo. You threw tantrums and terrorized the cook. How the palace shook.
Charming child.
Wrote the book, but you'd behave when your father gave that look.
Imagine how it was, your long forgotten past. We've lots and lots to teach you and the time is going fast.
Let's see you walk, head up, regal bearing. Shoulders back and stand up tall and do not walk but try to float.
I feel a little foolish. Am I floating?
Like a sinking boat.
You give a bow.
What happens now?
Your hand receives a kiss. Most of all, remember this. If I can learn to do it, you can learn to do it.
Something in you knows it.
There's nothing to it. Follow in my footsteps, shoe by shoe. You can learn to do it too.
Elbows in and sit up straight and do not slurp the stroganoff.
I never cared for stroganoff.
She said that like a Romanov.
The samovar!
The caviar!
Dessert and then good night.
Not until you get this right. If I can learn to do it, you can learn to do it. Pull yourself together and you'll pull through it. Tell yourself it's easy and it's true. You can learn to do it too. Who is your great-grandmother?
Queen Victoria.
Great-great-grandmother?
Princess Victoria of Saxe-Coburg-Saalfeld.
Your best friend is?
My little brother Alexei.
Wrong! Your best friend
is... I know who my best friend is.
What a temper.
I don't like being contradicted.
That makes two of us.
Continuing on.
I've had it, and I hate you both. I'm sorry that we ever met. I'm hungry, I'm frightened, and I'm only human. Don't forget, I don't remember anything. Get out and let me be.
Anya, darling, look at me. We're all frightened, well, slightly, now and then. Shall we start again? Take a breath, count to ten. You have courage and strength you barely know. So blow that little nose and dry those pretty eyes. A princess like your majesty can do this if she tries. Ready, set,
go!
Now, here's your great aunt Olga.
How she frolics on the Volga.
Oh.
Your distant cousin Vanya loved his vodka.
Got it, Anya?
No.
The Duke of Oldenburg was short.
Louise of Baden
had a
wart. Count Sergei
wore a feathered hat.
I hear he's gotten very fat.
And I recall his yellow cat.
I don't believe we told her that.
If you can learn
if
to do
I
it,
can learn to do
he
it,
can learn to do
you
it,
can learn to do
pull
it.
Yourself together and we'll pull through it.
Tell yourself it's easy
and it's true. You can learn to do it.
Nothing to it.
You can learn to do it.
The caviar, the stroganoff, the samovar, the feathered hat, the cousin drank, the duke was short, and here a horse and there a cat. The horse's name was Romeo, so tell me something new.
Ha!
Now, it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Yes, indeed, you've got three questions for Alistair. Question number one, in Pirates of Penzance, when is Frederick's birthday?
It is February the 29th.
Very good, yeah. Because it's unusual. That's like the leap year one, isn't it? 29th
of
February.
Yeah.
And question two, in Blood Brothers, what are the two brothers called?
Oh, gosh, I should know this. It's been around for so long, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Gosh, the brothers' names.
Okay, question three. Yeah. Name the sisters in Gypsy.
That's June and Louise.
Spot on. So we're still looking for question two. In Blood Brothers, what are the two brothers called? If you can help out, Alistair, it's musicals@beatinternet.com.
The Baker Street Division of the Metropolitan Detective Police Force stands all present and correct, sir.
Gentlemen, I shall ask you to assist me in removing a packet of letters from the home of a woman in Serpentine Lane.
Where the pitcher batter dear Johnny's out of some doxy's lodgings. Got it?
Leave it to us, Gov. Leave it to us.
Say the word and it's as good as done.
It's done.
What do you need, Gov?
Look of a speed, Gov.
For if it's speed you need to do the deed,
we'll do it on the run. Just name your fancy, although it may be chancy. We'll fill the bill without a fuss.
And when no other blokes will touch it, not for money nor for love.
Leave it to us, Gov. Leave it to us.
Your response is heartwarming. However, there will be no pinching involved.
How do we get the letters then, sir?
You will merely toss a smoke rocket into the woman's bedroom window. She will assume there's a fire and rush without thinking to save her valued possessions. I shall attend to the rest.
We send up the smoke and he does the pinching. Got it?
You can depend, Gov, right to the end. Everything is safely in the bag.
What have you got, Gov? That was the blood, Gov. And in a shot we'll do the lot.
Although we're not the ones to brag.
Give us an inkling, and in a twinkling
it's done and there's nothing to discuss. For if you can't do it yourself, then by the blinking saints above, leave it to us, Gov. Leave it to us.
Are they quite finished?
And ready for further instructions, sir.
You will receive the rest of your instructions at 10 o'clock this morning in Serpentine Lane.
All troops report, 4 Bell, Serpentine Lane. Got it?
One moment. Watson, I've been meaning to speak to you about the Roylott affair. Did you send off the telegram as I told you to?
Leave it to us, Gov. Leave it to us. Your every little wish is our command. Truer than true, Gov. We'll see you through, Gov. Give us a clue and we will do whatever you may have in hand. We'll do our own, sir, and to beg and call, sir. We'll give you satisfaction plus. If you need a helping hand to give a little extra shove, give us a go, Gov.
We give satisfaction.
So, Gov,
put us into action.
Who are you gonna trust to help you keep the peace?
Surely not the London Metropolitan Police.
Trust the irregulars, trust the irregulars.
Wiggins,
the Bellows,
Nipper,
Perkins,
and McKibber.
The Baker Street Irregulars. That's us.
That's us.
That's us.
Grease paint and stage lights, where musicals matter.
That you've been dancing with all over your neighborhood. Tell me why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? Well, I know shake that your partner won't step aside, and I seen you shake do the jump all night. Tell me why didn't you ask me, baby? I would have shown you how to do it right. Mm-hmm.
Do it right. Mm-hmm. Do it right.
What you mean, do it right?
Shake it, shake it.
curtain up to encore, this is Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I don't need a spotlight. I don't need a crowd. I don't need the great wide world to shout my name out loud. Don't need fame or fortune, nice as those things are. I've got all I need to feel like I'm a star. I've got my sisters by my side. I've got my sisters' love and pride. And in my sister's eyes, I recognize the star I want to be. And with my sister standing strong, I'm on the stage where I belong. And nothing's ever gonna change that fact. I'm part of one terrific sister act. And yes, I love that spotlight. Yes, I crave acclaim. I'll admit I love the sound when strangers scream my name. All that glitz and glamour, they're all right, no doubt. But what are you left with when the lights go? Of one terrific sister
act. Squeeze the last drunk, says a studio's favourite musical, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That was, of course, the Sister Act and Sister Act, funny enough. Now, we're going to be talking Jamie, because in Producer's Corner, you are the producer for your local drama group, as well as the chairman, and you're doing Jamie.
Everybody's talking about Jamie, yes.
But why Jamie?
It's a great show. It's newly released to amateur theatre companies, and it's a great show for younger performers. So, obviously, the Year 11s, Jamie's Year 11, are generally played by people in their sort of 20s. But it's been great in terms of giving that opportunity to some of the younger members of the company and bringing in new members as well. And they're having a brilliant time putting it together.
Because that's what's good about your drama group, is that you bring in shows that will bring in the younger ones. The last one you did was the chocolate one.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, yeah.
Which was great. I mean, some of the characters in that show were superb. And the structure of the... let me describe it to you. He had the structure of this bed, and the bed came on a trolley system. But it was so realistic, wasn't it?
Oh, thank you.
It was really good, because the two people that sit adjacent to the old boy, with their feet facing out towards the audience, were actually sitting on chairs.
I'd actually built it so they were sitting on stools.
That was fantastic.
And so the perspective, the sort of foreshortening is such that if you're in the audience, it looks like they're lying in the bed.
Yeah.
But actually they were sitting on stools, so it was far more comfortable for them, because they're in the bed for the entirety of Act One.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, we're digressing, but what I'm saying is that you have younger generations, you have stuff for the older folks. So, again, Jamie, does that mean, in terms of younger cast, you're going to get a lot of more teenagers coming in?
They're not so much teenagers, but our year 11s are between 18 and 35.
Oh, okay.
They all look, they're brilliant. They all look like they're year 11s and they look like they are the same year group.
So when is the show?
It's on last week of February.
Okay, yep. So where are you now in terms of production?
Well, it's a very short rehearsal time. We started at the beginning of December, so we're putting it together in about 8-9 weeks.
Wow.
Start to finish, which of course has included Christmas and New Year as well. So well into rehearsals now. And I start set building this week.
Yeah, because with your company, Green Room, you build all your own sets, don't you?
I do, yes.
Wow.
It's
I like the word I do.
Sorry, we do. And it's partly because a lot of the scenery hire companies assume that you've got fly towers and big wing space, which we don't have. So it's easier to come up with our own bespoke designs, which also means that people can't come along and say, oh, I've seen that set somewhere else.
Yes.
Because it's all bespoke to us. Yeah.
Nice. And what's after Jamie?
After Jamie, we move on to Carousel. So we're taking up one of the sort of traditional, the big traditional shows, Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's the 80th anniversary of Carousel this year. 80th anniversary since it, yep, April 80 years ago was when wow. it first appeared.
Brilliant. You're listening to Grease, Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bielsby, and Alistair Woodgate.
Something you said, his words built a wall inside my head. Just one little thing, didn't mean that much to him, but it keeps building and building and building. This wall in my head, this wall in my head. Just one tiny thought, started out so small, the thought made a brick. Bricks made a wall, and the wall keeps me down, and the wall trips me up, and it keeps building and building and building. This wall in my head, this wall in my head. And here I stand with my feet stuck to the floor as I shout down the street. Left to sting, those words are the walls that still hold me in, and they keep building and building and building and building. And the someday I'll find my own feet, their shoes to be filled. But this wall is harder to beat when it's one you
talking about Jamie. And I guess we go from school caps to top hats, and you're easy to be with.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are grey. As I can be with you, it's a lovely day. I could dance lightly, just holding you tightly, my sweet. I could keep right on because you're so light on your feet.
Question number two of Ask the Experts. In Brad Brothers, what are the two brothers called? Any more thoughts on that, Mr. Woodgate?
Not at the moment, no. So do give us a call. Do drop us a line.
Oh, this is the blank, answer. Blank look on your face was interesting. Right, we're coming out to our tour at 22 now. Two songs from Jersey Boys. I don't think we've done a tour at 22.
I don't think we have from Jersey Boys, no.
We haven't.
Brilliant show. So and so many great numbers to choose from. Which ones have you chosen, Mark?
Well, I've gone for Ragdoll and Begging. Is that right with you?
That sounds cool.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
And now, the Seabreeze Lounge is proud to present the return engagement of the international recording stars, the Four Seasons!
Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging.
Begging,
begging you. Put your loving hand out, baby.
Begging,
begging you. Put your loving hand. Yeah.
you're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22. Was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
He's not in the band. He's new at your school. Rugby captain, always trapped in between the hits and tools. It's lunchtime and you're lonely. Sandwich clutched to your chest. You'll eat it in the library. All your friends are books. You cut behind the science block, turn the corner and he's there. He picks your sandwich up, then he flicks his perfect hair. He asks for a minute, he gets the rest of your day, and he tells you what he's been dying to say. He tells you when this world is messy and cruel, one that's better. I go there with you, where we can be anyone we wanna be. Feels more real than reality. Don't care if it's a daydream, baby, it feels so true. Stuck in the bunker ever since the attack, when your mom left to get food, she became a zombie snack. So now your only family is a British boy. His hair is like summer, his eyes are like the truth.
Just friends, but there is something more between you that you can't ignore.
Are you long-lost twins?
No.
You're just two boys who've never felt so alive than in each other's arms, so you better survive the zombies.
Die! It's die!
When this world is messy and cruel, I build one that's better. I go there with you, where we can be anyone we wanna be. Feels more real than reality. Don't care if it's a daydream, baby, it feels so true. There's a me I'm scared to be. There's words I'd never say out loud, but when I'm with you, I feel myself mending.
And if it's all just pretend, then why is it the only place where I'm not pretending?
is messy and cruel, so when you need one that's better, I'll build it for you, where you can be anyone you wanna be, 'cause I know you do the same for me, so let them call you crazy, I believe in you.
Oh, that was a bit funky, wasn't it? Late night discotheque stuff. That was a Fangirls and Feels So True. And we sent Julia to see that show.
We did, didn't we? Yes.
And she wasn't too sure whether she was going to enjoy it, but she came back singing its praises.
She did.
We thought it was brilliant. Okay, we had our tour at 22. If you like to suggest a tour at 22, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Now, question two, Blood Brothers, what are the two brothers called? One's a sort of like a nickname. So one begins with M and the other one begins with E and could be similar to a royal
Mike
member.
And Eddie.
Yes.
Yes.
See? Just to put the letters in, gave you.
Yeah, ping.
Yeah. But that's such a good show. It's timeless, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What would be another timeless musical that you could just do over and over again and it wouldn't sort of age?
That's an interesting question.
I'll leave that with you. We'll get the answer shortly.
On final approach, we're coming into runway 22, and I think, where am I going to park this thing? There are planes lined up like sardines, and as far as I can see, there's cars lined up too. It looks like everybody in Newfoundland is here.
One plane, then another, and then another, and then another.
Is this on? Sorry, I'm new. This is Rogers TV Channel 9. My name's Janice Mosher, and I'm reporting live from Gander Airport, where the 19th plane has just touched down. I'm here with
Ronnie Harris. On a normal day, we get a half dozen flights. Now, we already got three times that many landing. In 2 hours, that's a lot of noise. You can smell the fuel. You can smell the exhaust.
Jesus, that's a jumbo. There's got to be 250 or 300 on her. That's a fairly large one. There's got to be 200 on her. Now, I'm adding this up. We got 38 planes. We got 200-300 people on the average. Holy shit.
One great show tune after another on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
They said I would sing the homesick blues. Granny dear, mother mine, old and gray at 29. Calloused hands, broken heart, dreams that die before you start. I ain't got nothing, so I ain't got nothing to lose. Who needs a hat? Who needs a purse? And who needs you, Mr. Whoever you are? 'Cause I'm a pioneer woman, pal. The Woolworth Building, the MetLife Tower, there's gold in them there hills, and I'm gonna get it or die trying. Days of yore, kind and gentle.
Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Well, yet again, the clock has beaten us. It's time for us to disappear. Thank you so much for your company. We do appreciate it every time you tune in every week. And we thank you for supporting the show on our birthday. So happy birthday, us.
Happy birthday, yes.
I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's lyrical challenge, please.
Yes, I think you've probably all got this. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. It is, of course, Cabaret.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, oh chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn. Start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. This girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I've ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. As for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting, from credo to tomb, isn't that long a stay? Life is a cabaret, old chum. Only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.
Thank you.